Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
All right, you guys, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star.
Quentin.
And we should have Pastor Dab on the line. Pastor Dab, are you there?
And Pastor Dab.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And we're live here in the studio with our favorite engineer, Mr. Woo! Allen. Woo, woo, woo. We love you guys coming in here, getting to do this show every single week from 12 to 1 to help families and children with special needs and just to help the overall community. I truly believe in my heart that we have got to get our community, our kids that have special needs used to being in the community and our community used to being around our children. And so that's what we're here to do, to raise awareness and to help it be a better place here in Northeast Florida. So we're excited to be here, you guys. So excited. And we got a great show planned for you today. And like we do every single week, we started off with some words of inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. Take it away.
All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. And I'm just so grateful, so thankful, so truly blessed to have an opportunity to be here today in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Where I can give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. And I just want you to know that whatever you're going through in life, whatever ups and downs you might be experiencing, just know that God has promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Right.
And today I'm going to come to you with a scripture from Romans 12, 1 through 2. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And it's about us making a change to renew our minds. So with that being said, we have to get into this word, and we have to allow the word of God to get into us so that we can be better people. And when we do have our ups and downs and we're going through trials and tribulations, we have that word to stand on. Amen?
Amen. That's a good
word.
It's
about change. change. That's and renewing of your mind.
That's a good word. And, you know, nothing happens until you change. You have to be the change that you're looking for.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's
actually,
come from within. It's an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually talking about that very same scripture yesterday. And the two scriptures that came to mind was, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, and the fact that you can't put new wine in old wineskins or old leather bags, because we always have to be fluid and flexible and ever learning in our thinking. We can't get stuck in an old mindset. So in order for us to grow to the proper maturity level, then we must always be willing to be transformed by the renewing of our mind and not basically go with the herd, because the herd is all moving in one direction, but the Lord will have us in many cases to go in the opposite direction. And that's how we know that we're on the right path, because we are open and willing to his correction, his growth. And we don't stay stuck in any old mindset, because our old mindsets, they have a lot of errors in it, and we have to learn the errors of our ways so that we can actually be in the will of God, doing the will of God, and that's in a mature place.
That's so true, and that really just ties right into what we're going to be talking about today with our show about some ways that we've all grown. And especially within our family unit with Gabriel, because he has changed all of our lives for the better. And I know that when families might find out that they have a child that has some different needs or special needs, you kind of feel like you're thrown into this whole world. And it really, really can. It's scary, but it can really be something that grows you and betters you for not just for your own family, but for the world. And so I want to talk about some of those things. And it this scripture really ties into that, because you do definitely have to change some things. I was just thinking about how have I changed? How has Gabriel changed me? And, you know, I can admit, I'll be the first to admit, like, I wasn't the most organized person. I still am not the most organized person at all. I mean, Alan says when we just got in, you guys made it in here by the skin of your teeth. Like, we're like, trying to get through traffic and everything to get here. But, you know, still not the most organized person. Still most of the time rushing and running around like a chicken with my head cut off, you know. But still, at the same time, I've still got probably diapers in my purse, a chew stick, underwear for him because we're potty training. I mean, I've got a whole bag full of stuff here and cars full of everything, you know. So it's still some I know that we're all still growing and learning, but still it's like God still didn't make a mistake when he made you this person's parent or grandparent or caregiver, because there are so many things that have already been put in place in your life that made you perfect for the job. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of times it's hard to say, I'm perfect for the job. Wow, this is not a job that I signed up for, but I'm perfect for the job, you know? And so how has having a child with special needs changed our family? And I can definitely say, and you can think about that, Mommy and Quentin, as we're talking about it, but as the conversation kind of expands. But I know for me, I have never been the most organized person. However, I know that having a child with special needs, Gabriel, has made me become more organized. And in Mary Kay, we were always trained with the personality. So I am always the I personality. There's a D, I, S, and C personality. The D personality is like the driver. We're getting ready to go someplace. I'm driving. Okay. That's probably Quinn. He's the D personality. We're going someplace. I'm driving. And the I personality is, okay, I'm going, but where are we going? You know, that would be me. I don't really care where we're going, but I want to have fun. Let's go. And then the S personality is the really family-oriented person. They're like, okay, I made sandwiches for everybody. You got some sandwiches? And that would probably be Mommy, okay? She's the one with the sandwiches. Are you hungry, son? You need something? I got you some bread. And, you know, that would be her. And then the C personality is the person that says, okay, well, I've got the map, looked at the map, and that's Quentin too. I looked at the map, and we're this far away from this destination, and you know, we're expected to get there if we stay on track. If you guys don't stop at the rest stops too long and go to the bathroom and stay in these that would be Quentin. If y'all don't stay at these gas stations for an hour every stop, then we can finally get there. And they're over here laughing at me because it's so true, right?
Yeah, that's me. Always calculating. Sometimes they have the ability to get in the car and say, let's just go somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I can't do that. I want to know. I have to know where I'm going. I have to plan the route. And I have to check all the stops along the way.
Yes. And not me, I don't care about none of that stuff. I'm like, okay, let's just get in the car and go. And me and Mommy are like, if we see a little store we want to stop at, we're going to stop there. We're going to browse. Oh, Star, look, they got some blankets. Oh, they got some dresses on sale. We'll stop. We'll shop and get knickknacks and get out, have lunch there. I mean, we don't really care about any of that stuff. But when it comes to having a child with special needs, I tell you what, I've learned how to be all the personalities, because before I was just the I personality. I didn't care about any of that stuff. And I was the C person. The I personality really was my own major trait. And so I have really had to learn how to develop the D personality. I've had to learn how to speak up and to get some of the services that we needed for Gabriel. I've had to learn how to not just have this, oh, Everything's a party type attitude, and we're just going to have a lot of fun because it's not always fun. We make everything. We try to make the best out of everything, but I've had to learn on my own, within myself, how to, you know, okay, there's this fun side of Star, but then there's also this serious side of Star, and people have to know the serious side because then they, if not, they never will take me seriously. You know what I mean? And so I think that's been like been such a struggle because I've always been so happy-go-lucky and never, ever had anything major, you know, that I had to be serious about. But when you start talking about eye surgeries and you need, hey, this is serious. You know what I'm saying? Losing the loss of sight and you're talking, you need to know these facts. You need to know all the stuff that you're dealing with. And so so those are some things that have definitely come out of me. I think I've developed more. I've become more well-rounded. I've had to learn how to make those tough decisions and become a decision maker. And then also, even with the part of me that was never like the organized person, you know, how to have all these different things in the bag. You know what I mean? I have to have all of these tricks up my sleeve because you never know what kind of day you're going to have with Gabe. So it's like you have to learn how to plan, how to get prepared for IEP meetings and how to get prepared for meetings with school board and doctor's appointments and planning in advance and doing a ton of paperwork when you're dealing with all these different insurance companies and trying to get bicycles and trying to get everything that it takes to run a successful household within our world. And so I really believe for me, it's like Gabriel has brought out all of these other things within me that were not, they were there, but they were lying dormant. How about that?
Yeah, and it's important to when you understand the journey that you're on, because growth comes with a disruption of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Growth does not occur in comfort. It does not occur in pleasure, but it occurs with the disruption of comfort.
That's a good word.
And that's why he told him, and I want to say it was Abraham. I don't always have my names right, but he said go from your place of comfort in order to receive the blessing I have for you over there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't over here in your comfort, but you had to go away from your most familiar place to an unfamiliar place, and you had to experience some trouble in order to be the father of many nations, in order to, for all the people on earth to be blessed by you, in order to find the will, you have to go through the process, which is away from pleasure. So it and we can say that Gabriel has challenged us to become better, because if we really and honestly do an analysis and be true with ourselves, we would know that if we stayed on our same course, lots of times people think that they look at their challenge and they say, oh, if it wasn't for this challenge, I would be so much further. I would be able to do this. And well, you don't think about everything you're able to do until you're not able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we didn't have anybody to get ready and pack up and grab all the stuff for,
we were still rushing.
Exactly. Yeah. What were we doing?
Yeah.
We were still late.
Yeah, still rushing.
We were still, and we weren't accomplishing as many things. But the truth is, sometimes God has to take away an ability for us to recognize all of our abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So when we don't have something, it forces us to utilize what we do have. And we've always had it, but he had to give us a challenge for us to recognize what we're able to do and begin to utilize and get out of that pleasure. Lots of times we're always looking for pleasure. You know, we try to gravitate toward pleasure, but the growth is in the resistance. You know, the growth is in the resistance, because that's how you build the muscle. The resistance build the muscles. And then the muscles prepare you for, it gives you that endurance, what we talked about last week. It gives mm-hmm. you the necessary endurance to basically take your wings and spread them and soar as an eagle would, very long distances.
That's awesome. So awesome. So awesome. So we have been growing. We've been spreading our wings and we're expanding and all of that good stuff. And, you know, Gabriel has definitely changed our life. And I know for a lot of families out there, I meet you guys all the time. I have so many people that follow us on our journey, and so many people that, you know, are following us on our journey through Facebook and on YouTube. And I know that our stories are more alike than different. You know, we've all become better, and a lot of great things that are helping the masses, you guys, just like Quentin said, is that disruption of comfort. You know, that makes you change. It makes you change. And it's all about having that renewing of your mind, knowing that you need to change, and making that conscious decision that you're going to do better. So, Mommy, you want to say anything? You want to add anything in before we play a song?
It draws you closer to the Lord. You know, if you have a relationship with the Lord, you know you have a Savior, somebody that you can call on, lean on, and depend on. And so just, you get your strength from your spiritual relationship that you have with the Lord, your spiritual connection. And God just enables us to, he strengthens us. And a lot of times it's through the suffering, you know, it's through the pain, it's through the trials and tribulations, you know, that we develop the character. And sometimes going through this special needs journey, we make it look so easy, but it's not. We're smiling even when we're in pain. Mm-hmm. We're suffering even though we're keeping it moving. You know, you have to keep it moving. You can't be stagnant. And you know, don't get weary in your well doing, you know, but you have to keep it moving.
That's so true. And that's so true. We keep going because we what's the alternative? You can't stop. You know, we have to keep going. I remember when and I learned that from just, it's no other choice. You know, even when Gabriel was in the NICU fighting for his life, 97 days, guys, we went to that hospital every single day for 97 days. I guess that's one way that it started. And even after, and that this was one of the hardest things that I can say that I had to face as a parent. But even after we lost his little sister, Grace, and she had she was in the NICU for 6 days and Gabriel was in there for 97 days. We still had to keep going in there every single day, day in, day out. Walk by that same bed that she used to be, and now it was somebody else's baby there. Maybe it was two or three different babies by the time Gabriel got out, but every day we had to see that. That was the reminder of what was, you know what I'm saying? And that was so hard to do, to walk by that bed and still go and see, but you knew you couldn't give up because you still had another baby in there. You see what I'm saying? So we had to just keep on going, you know. So that was one of the tough lessons. And guess what? We haven't been able to give up yet. And we won't give up because you still have to keep on going. No matter what, we've still had to show up. We still had to be accountable. And we still have to be present. And we're ready to win. You know what I'm saying? So it's about 12:20. You guys, you're listening to Ready to Win. This is Star.
Quentin.
And Pastor Dab on the line.
A.K.A. Mommy.
A.K.A. Mommy, yeah. And we're going to go ahead and play this. This is my new song called Win, and it's inspired by Mr. Gabriel.
Are you ready to win? I am, I am, I am.
So ready, so ready.
Are you ready to win?
Yes.
I am, I am, I am.
So ready, so ready.
Are you ready to win?
Ready to win.
I am, I am, I am.
So ready, so ready.
So let's jump on joy, turn around and spin. Get ready to win.
Ready to win, you guys. I hope you're ready to win out there. This is Star.
Quentin.
And we should have Pastor Dab. There, I hear you. There you go.
Pastor Dab.
And you guys, we do the show Ready to Win every single Saturday from 12 to 1. We're out here to encourage families and children that have special needs, but to encourage our community to get our children used to being in the community and our community used to being with our children. And we're just so excited to be able to come on the air and to be able to share tips and different strategies that have helped us along our journey. And that song you just heard is called Win. That's by Starfields, which is me. And it's inspired by my son, Gabriel. It took him 18 months to learn how to put a ball in a container. And we were just talking while that was playing, like, we truly want to get that song to the sports teams, to the NFL, to the basketball, the NBA, anybody that's in sports. Are you ready to win? I mean, I even had like, I had ideas for this song. I'm like, we can get this to the lawyers and they can be like, are you ready to win? Call us right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's so many different things that it can do for people. But one of the things I know the Lord gave me with my music was music with a message. I want to help families and children, and I want to encourage people with our message. And that's my overall desire with my music, is to write encouraging songs that encourage people along their journey. And so this song, Win, definitely encourages me. I know a lot of people out there are ready to win. And if you are, you're in the right place, because you're listening to Ready to Win with Star, Quentin, and Pastor Dab. And we were just talking about our journey and how we've grown with having a child with special needs. And we talked a little bit about the personalities. And before we go to the half of the hour break, I also want to share, some people have, if you're all one personality, then you can come across. If you're all a D personality, you know, which is the person that's the decision maker, you can sometimes come across as a person that doesn't care. You know what I mean? If you're all a person that's an I personality, which was what I used to be, you can also come across as a person that doesn't care, because they'd say everything looks like a party, everything, you know, like you don't take things seriously. And if you're an S personality, if you're too much of an S personality, they say, well, she can't make a decision. She's, you know what I'm saying? And then if you're too much of a C personality, they say you're too rigid. So you guys, I don't know if you're out there listening, this is just some quick information on the personalities. It's really good to try to be a great combination of everything so that you can be well-rounded. I know that that's definitely something that's helped me along my journey. And, you know, and knowing when you need to have more assertiveness and knowing when you need to pull back. You know, I think that's the key thing. A lot of times people that are just naturally dominant personalities, and a lot of people say that about people that come from New York. Have you guys, you know, ever experienced that? People that come from Chicago, they just, we just say what we feel. We don't, you know, and we say this, they have no filter. That's the term that they use these days. But you, I think you have to have a nice balance so that you don't come across rude or harsh. And then you also have to have a balance if you're an I personality that you don't come across as you don't know what you want. You know, it's really, really key. Because when you're dealing with doctors, when you're dealing with therapists, you have to be clear on what you're looking for, on what you want and what you need. And so you can be in control of the, you know, your child's plan of care and what direction things are going to go in for your family.
Yeah, I get that a lot, too. Like, I'm from Chicago, and if I'm being nice, then people say, oh, you don't seem like you're from Chicago. So the stigma is that I would be rude or short, you know, but mm-hmm. I've been living in down south where people say good morning.
Wow.
They see you and they say good morning. So that's not what I'm used to speaking to people. So even when I go back home, I speak to people and
they look at you like you're crazy.
They look at me like I'm up to something bad.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just speaking because I've become accustomed to speaking and being around Star and Pastor Dab, they speak to people. So I learn how to speak to people. And wherever I go, I'll speak to you. You may not speak to me back, but
I
just walk past you, so I'm going to acknowledge you.
Yeah. And that's something that we had to get used to sometimes when we first moved here. We're like, they don't speak back. They don't like us. Anyway, you guys, you're listening to Ready to Win. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Florence has already proven deadly with its nearly nonstop rain, surging seawater, and howling winds, and the threats are days from ending because of those ongoing rains. Adam Sparks is a neighbor of the family that had a tree fall on their home in Wilmington, North Carolina, killing the mother and small child.
I noticed that they were battening down and stocking up for the storm ahead, just like most of us were. It's sad that something like that happened to a neighbor.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says even though the storm has been downgraded, the flooding situation and other dangers are very real.
Stay alert for flood warnings. And if you're asked to evacuate, go.
NOAA's Steve Goldstein notes that Florence continues to dump dangerous amounts of rain over the Carolinas.
Florence, now a tropical storm, is moving very slowly, nearly stationary, over eastern North Carolina this morning. It will produce catastrophic flooding over parts of North and South Carolina for some time.
The forecasters say Florence could become a tropical depression sometime tonight as it continues to weaken as it moves inland. Investigators trying to pinpoint the cause of that fiery natural gas explosion in some neighborhoods north of Boston. The details from correspondent Ed Donahue.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker got a look at the damage to homes in the Lawrence area.
If you look at the way that chimney came over, I mean, that thing is huge. And it just crumbled.
As many as 8,000 people were displaced. Some of the aging gas pipeline system dates back to the 1860s. The mayor of Lawrence, Dan Rivera, blames the gas company.
The least informed and the last to act has been Columbia Gas.
No final determination has been made, but the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency blamed the explosions on gas lines that had become overpressurized. I'm Ed Donahue.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Italy mostly sunny and hot today with a high of 98. Watch out, heat index of 103. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 75. 40% chance to shower Sunday through Wednesday night. With partly sunny during the day, high 95. Mostly cloudy night, down to 75.
All right, you guys, welcome back to Ready to Win. This is Star.
Quentin.
Fantastic, Dad.
All right. It's a little delay there. We're like, where Hey, Pastor Dab.
She's in the land of the living.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, Gabe.
Oh, we got Gaby, baby. He's and just Gabe. Waking up, probably. So we're so thankful, you guys. We come on this show every Saturday from 12 to 1 to give you hope, especially if you're out there and you have a child with some special needs. And you guys, Gabriel is 11 now, so we've been on this journey for quite some time. It still feels like yesterday when they were born, but we have learned so much. And I just think one of the most valuable resources that you can have as a parent with a child with special needs is other parents that are in the same boat as you. And they don't have to have the same special need as you, but just in the same boat, because it's just something so reassuring and comforting and loving. And it's just something, you know, just to know that somebody gets it, you know, that there's people out there that get it and that you're not by yourself on this journey. That's one of the best pieces of advice that I can give you, is to find a safe place that with some great people that you can connect with. And it sure does make this journey so much fun. We've been able to do some amazing things with some of our friends, and they become a part of your family, really, because you end up celebrating birthdays. I mean, this is like your extended family that you do life with. And we've traveled the world literally with our family. And so we just, you know, we've embraced our journey and we love it. And I really hope and pray that we encourage other people to do the same thing with theirs, and not to stay stuck in the house, stuck in the bed, depressed with the covers over their head, but to get out and live your life. And don't be afraid if your kid's screaming to the top of his lungs and you're at the orchestra. I mean, I've had all this stuff happen, and you're at church and, you know, they asked you to leave. That just happened last week. They asked us to leave out of the thing because we were recording. But, you know, you get thick skin. You don't let things bother you, and you learn how to keep it moving and still how to make the best of your journey. And that's basically what we want you to do. We want you to go to church. We want you to go to places and have these experiences where, you know, they might be too loud, because every time you go and they might say, well, can you take him out, or can you take her out, or whatever. Every time you go, you might say, okay, well, next time I'm going to bring such and such and such. This time I brought Cheeto Puffs, and those Cheeto Puffs just did not do it for him today. So next time I'm going to bring Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, because those Reese's Peanut Butter Cups maybe will keep him, you know, keep him more occupied. You know, so you just have to figure out what's going to work. You know, you might have brought the iPad when you needed to bring a chew stick or something like that. So it's just different strategies that you will learn on this journey. And it all comes from trial and error. There's no handbook, you know, every kid is different, but you eventually will figure out how to make it work for you and for your family. But while you're figuring it out, guys, don't stay home. Don't stay locked away. Continue to keep going, continue to keep pressing and getting out there, because that helps not just you, but it helps all the other families that are out there that have children with special needs. It gives them permission to continue to try, you know, and that's all we can do every day. We try to make it a better day than the day before. And, you know, that's just from my heart. Some of the best advice I can give you is to find some good friends and just to keep trying, keep pushing, and don't give up and get stuck in the house and depressed.
Yeah. Like, everybody goes through a time in every situation where they have to make a decision. And the decision is life or death. And we have a good example when the Lord spoke in the situation. And the situation will always look like death. But you must speak into the situation, and you must declare that this situation is not unto death, but the situation is for the glory of God. Mm-hmm. Because God is the Redeemer. He's he can redeem the time. He can go right into that same situation, and he can turn that situation into a testimony. And that's what he's looking to do, because, you know, we think that we admire the people who have all the privilege and everything. It looks like it's going good, and they look like they've never been through anything. It just looks so polished. But we in all actuality, we admire the people who it looked bad and they should be defeated, but somehow, and we know what the how is, we know how, they get the victory, and that's who we admire because of the strength, because of the endurance, because everything that was developed during the process.
So, so true. So true. Mommy? Are you out there? Probably dealing with Gaby. But I just wanted to see if she had anything to say. But it is so, so true.
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you have anything to say?
No, I don't.
All right. So, you guys.
I concur.
You concur. Okay. Well, we're excited to be on this journey, you guys, and to be able to help other families. And I know we've all grown in so many ways. For me, one of the things that I thought I was going to do for the rest of my life was Mary Kay, because that was such a huge part of my life. I always say BG before Gabriel. That was basically my world. I was wrapped up into that. I did it for many, many years, and I still do it, but just not at the same level that I did before. But I learned so much on that journey that I was able to jump right into this world and bring a lot of those that great information right into where I'm at now and make a difference here. And I'm just so thankful that I was able to do that. And so never think that any of the skills that you might have had before won't be relevant or won't be helpful. You know, I have a lot of friends that were in accounting. You know, it's like you see these moms now, because a lot of times one of the things how your life changes, because that's kind of our topic of the day, how our life has changed. A lot of the moms that I meet, they are not able to do the same type of work that they did before. But they are still able to do something, you know. So how has your life changed? You know, one of the things is my life changed because I wasn't able to continue with the same career that I was doing, but I was able to take that and apply it into where God has placed me at now in this this community. And it's just been such a blessing to be able to give hope and to be able to encourage and to be able to train and, you know, be able to go and speak and do all these different amazing things that we do with our music and teaching classes all over the place and just encouraging other families on our journey. So my life changed, but it's just God changed the platform to something different. You know what I mean? So I think for a lot of families, you just have to get creative. You might not be able to, you know, do. Some families are able to keep their 9-to-5 job. I know a lot of them are. They have no choice. But some of them have to make that decision. Do I let this go? And if I let it go, how am I going to replace the income? I mean, there's so many tough choices and tough things that you're going to have to answer for you and your family. For us, it's just been getting creative. And I always call that creative financing. You have to get creative in how you're going to make it happen. How are you going to make a dollar stretch a little longer, you know, so that you can be here with your child instead of over here working all day? So how do you make it stretch a little longer? I know I can give so many classes on this, how I was cutting coupons. I was like, you know, doing all kinds of stuff to try to make everything stretch and looking for resources. And that was one of the main reasons why I wanted to start this radio program. And we started our Facebook page and, you know, started doing things in the communities, because you've got to find other resources that are going to help you and your family. There's people that for the same bicycle that there's grants that help you get a bicycle. These bicycles are like $3,000 bicycles. There's grants that cover these bicycles. And then the kids get the bicycle. They get the bicycle for the rest of their life. You guys, there's grants out there that have these programs, and people don't know about it. They don't know about it. So they go trying to spend all this money to get a bicycle, because of course you want your kid to be able to ride a bicycle. And when there's so many programs out there that help you get these things that you need that are already in place. And so that's the way that you can kind of make things stretch a little bit, is if you find resources that are there, that are in place to help other families, to help families that have children with special needs. And then when you find the resources, you share the resources. So it's important to get on different pages where people talk about this stuff. I know we have our page, the Giveaway Foundation. You can, it has the little hands, the green hand and the blue hand. So get on our pages and connect to the resources that are out there. We've done, we go to the Family Cafe every single year in Orlando, which is a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of information there. So you definitely want to get connected to people that are a part of helping make it better for other people living with special needs and disabilities, adults and children.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, because there are a lot of resources out there. So, and, you know, that's why we're here. We're here to, you know, connect people to those resources, because, you know, there's someone who needs that help. And that's what, you know, those challenges do. They connect you to your purpose. You know, you think that you were happy before, and then you go through something, and then at the beginning of going through something, you know, everyone always asks the same question: Why me? Why me? Why not somebody else? I got a neighbor that could be going through this. You know, why me? Pick my neighbor. You know, but in after the development, you're always glad that he chose you. Mm-hmm. Why you? Because he chose you for that specific purpose. And there's nothing more important than to serve the purpose for which you were created.
That's so true.
That's why you.
That's why you. That's why you, just in case you wondered, why me? That's why you. And, you know, when you said, when we asked that question, why me? And we talked about this earlier, about going through that emotional cycle and then finally getting to the acceptance phase. Because I remember when we were going through the emotional cycle. I mean, I spent a lot of time at the emotional cycle at the beginning. I just could not believe it. I'm like, are you serious, Lord? I've been serving you my whole life. You know, I was like, what are you? Are you serious? I'm having to do all this work now. I've been serving you my life. I gave my whole life to you, Lord. And now I got to deal with all this. You know, I was just, it took a while for it to kind of, for me to embrace it. And for me to say, okay, how am I going to take this and make this my own and make lemonade out of this? You know what I'm saying? How am I going to take this and make, do something amazing with it? You know, and I still ask myself that question. How are we going to do this? Because Gabriel is amazing. He's an awesome young man. He's changed our life. He's continuing to still change our life. And I ask myself, how are we going to take this? Because we are not going to let anything stop us. So how are we going to take this? And when you can go from it, you know, why me, to how am I going to take this and let God use this to change the world, to not just change my world, but to change the world. How's he going to use this and help us be able to be world changers through this one thing that looked like it's the worst thing that happened? And I remember I woke up and I stopped praying to the Lord, fix Gabriel, fix Gabriel, fix Gabriel. I started praying, God, fix me, fix me, fix me, fix me. And that's when he began to give me everything I needed. He gave me peace that passes all understanding. And it's like that tormenting spirit that would be there every single day, it left. And, you know, and you just say, it is well with my soul. And when you can get to that place, it's like, whatever, it is well with my soul. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get you to fix, you know. Don't, you know, because if not, you guys, then you'll always feel tormented. The devil will always be able to torment you if you never, ever come to get peace with where you're at. So I had to pray. Yeah. If I want my baby to talk more than anything, I want him to be able to talk. I want him to be able to say, I love you, mommy. I want him to be able to say, my stomach hurts. I have a headache. So, you know, I want him to be able to say all those things to communicate. But if he never does, guess what? God gave me peace, that I will still be able to be the best mother to him, be able to give him everything that he needs, and God still will get the glory, and I won't be tormented by that anymore. You know, and I had to make that was a conscious decision. Instead of me saying fix Gabe, and God can do it. He can do anything. There's nothing too hard for God. So I truly believe that God can do it. He's done so many miracles, and he's still in the miracle working business. So it's not that God can't do it, but I had to take my focus off of me and mm-hmm. making it seem like there wasn't something, that there was something that needed to be fixed in Gabriel. And it was something that needed to be fixed within me. And so that's when I know God truly gave me peace, and I kind of embraced it. Okay, so this is where we're at, and this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to make a difference in this community with children mm-hmm. and families with special needs. And so that's just been, it's been life-changing.
Yeah, I think the surrendering of your will, when we surrender our will to God's will, and when you let God's will be done in our lives, then we know that we're in the perfect will of God, because we have surrendered our own flesh, selfish will to the will of God. And he will take it, his will, and work it out for our good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's it's all a matter of surrendering. And then a confession of, here I am, send me.
I'll go.
You know,
yeah.
You got to have, I'll go, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. And here I am, send me. And he said, go and tell this people. So you have to know, like it says, you have to surrender, and then you have to say, here am I, send me, here am I. Use me, Lord. Use me for your glory. Use me for your will. Let your will be done in my life, that I might be a blessing to somebody else, be a blessing to my own family, my own son, mm-hmm. to others, you know. So you have to surrender the I and say, here am I, Lord, send me. You have to surrender yourself to the Lord, your will. For his will.
That's right.
I think that's very, very important. The here am I, use me, versus the why me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand the difference between the here am I, use me, and I'm talking about faith. There's a big difference than the why me, than the here I am, Lord, use me. God is not moved by the why me.
That's
mm-hmm. God is not moved by why me. God is not moved. God doesn't even recognize why me. What he recognizes, here I am, Lord, use me. That's what that's what moves him. Because mm-hmm. there's no faith in why me.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Why me?
And why me?
Is the whine. That's the whining part, right?
That's the doubting part.
That's the doubting, the whining. Why me? Why me? Why me? Why me? Why me? Why not somebody else? Oh, this is so terrible, whatever. But then you say, okay, this is not unto death, but this is unto life. This is for the glory of God. God says, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Now you, because I'm sitting here with all power at my disposal, and you have just activated all power.
Amen.
And we make the choice on how we see things. We make the choice on how we see things, and we're constantly, it's a battlefield of the mind. And that I want to say that's Joyce Myers,
mm-hmm.
but that's a battlefield of the mind. And in that mind, you have a choice to stay in the questioning or to know. And if you know, once you acknowledge your purpose, and if once you acknowledge the reason for the situation, now you activate all power and you connect with your purpose. So it's important to not stay in that. I think in the Mary Kay world, they call it the pity party.
Yeah, the pity party.
don't stay in the pity party, because mm-hmm. God is not pitiful.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. Don't stay in the pity party, because God is not pitiful. So go from the pity to the Almighty.
Amen.
And
Amen.
The Almighty is always available. And the pity is always available, but it's a choice. We must make the choice to activate the Almighty, and we can always make that choice. That's the reason why somebody could look like they are defeated, and the next time you see them, they have grown and they have advanced. And you might, even if you see them as the same, as the old person, you don't underestimate anyone, because you don't know where they are in their development. Mm-hmm. It might look like they're going through something, but they were going through something for development reasons. So we see them outside of pleasure, and we think that, oh, you know, since they don't have pleasure, that they're going, you know, it's over for them because they're going through something. No, they're outside of pleasure, so that means that they're in development.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the developmental stage, so the next time you see them, they've grown from where they were. And a lot of times, you know, I might see old friends who may know a me who from back in the days that I've grown exponentially beyond that.
All over the world.
You know, beyond that. Yeah. You know, beyond that, because of what I've been through, and I can only attribute that to what I have been through. So where God has brought me from and where he's taking me to, and the fact that I recognize that.
Right.
So it's that mentality which will allow you to see your available resources. Now you'll begin to see what God has placed around you, and you'll begin to utilize that. It's a different mentality versus the death mentality. You act like it's all over and you don't see what's available to you. But if you have the champion mentality, then that's the mentality that God's looking for, because now you begin to see what he's given you, he's placed in you, and what he's placed around you, and he's already supplied everything that we need.
That's so true. So you guys, we're just so thankful. Gabriel has changed our life, and I'm sure that, you know, all children change their families' lives. And we pray for the good. And, you know, Gabriel has definitely done that for us. He's made us all grow in so many different areas. And we're still growing, and it's still a journey. Every single week, we could tell you so many stories. But it's so exciting because we never know what it's going to be, you know. But one of the things that I know God has allowed me to grow in is my music. We talked about earlier, he gave me my first CD, Just the Beginning, when Gabriel was about, I think, two years old. And two or three. And then I just finished this last CD, Win, maybe 6 months ago. And we are getting ready to release it. We've given away about 100 copies of it to some close family and friends. And so if you're one of those people that already have your hands on it, then you've got the first copy, and it has the autism logos all over it. But I love the music. Music is something that I know is very near and dear to my heart, that God gave me to encourage people on the journey. Tonight, I'll be singing live with the Noteworthy Live Band at Jazzland, and we're going to go ahead and play this little promo.
Noteworthy Live Band is back and better than ever. For our third Saturday showing at Jazzland Cafe, conveniently located at 1324 North University Boulevard in Jacksonville, Florida, we've added dynamic new vocalist Star Fields, together with the soulful rhythmic stylings of Maria Brown. We've got Mo Better covers, jazz standards, and original music for your listening pleasure. Noteworthy is not just a jazz band. We provide a musical experience for our audience. And so bring your dancing shoes, your best friend, and your party attitude. Come experience Noteworthy live.
All right, you guys. So that's our little promo for Noteworthy Live. We'll be there tonight at 8 o'clock, and it's going to be great. And you guys know I love music. Music is just an awesome part of my life, and it's what the Lord gave me. It's kind of like my outlet. I always say that's my music therapy. I do music therapy with the children at school, and so this is my music therapy. I'm able to go out and put on cute clothes, which I get, you know, get a chance to wear some clothes, because I'm always shopping. Quentin says, you're always shopping, but at least I have some place to wear them to, and, you know, and to be able to express my music, that music side of me. And I love that. And we always use all the proceeds that I get from my music. I'm always able to use it towards our radio program here for Ready to Win. And so I'm able to pour it back into our nonprofit organization, Giveaway Foundation. And so we just thank you guys for all of your support. If you are here in the Jacksonville area and love some good jazz, then come on out to see us at Jazzland this evening, 8 o'clock. And we'll be there. And for more information about what we do and how you can get involved in making a difference with families and children with special needs, if you would love to partner up with us or want more information about what we do or have any upcoming activities that you would like to advertise on our show, we would love to help you with that and be able to especially spread the word and raise awareness for any activities that are great for other families out there that have children, especially children with special needs. That's really our heart. So if you have any activities in the community going on, you can email us at info@giveawayfoundation.org. info@giveawayfoundation.org. If you would like more information on what we do, you can also email us at that same email address, info@giveawayfoundation.org. And just be sure to follow us on all of our social media networks. We are always doing more and more to continue to spread the word and stay involved and get connected through the social media platforms. So definitely follow us on, I know my social media platforms are Star Fields. That's STAARFIELDS, Star Fields on Facebook. And then there's Star Fields Music. And we have Giveaway Foundation on Facebook. And we have our Sunlight Christian Academy, which is our school that we have for children in special with special needs. And that's really amazing. It's an amazing place, a safe place for your kids to be able to go and learn and grow at their own pace. And also on YouTube, you can follow us at Starfields, STAARFIELDS. And we put a lot of our radio shows on there, and we're uploading new content at least 3 to 4 times a week. So you want to give them your platform so they can follow you, Quentin?
QLF Productions, Quebec Lima Foxtrot Productions. That's on Facebook. That's on YouTube. And also... I also have on Facebook, Positive Over Negative. That's Positive Over Negative on Facebook, and also the website. It will be uplift people and connect people to their purpose.
So, and we also have Pastor Dab on Facebook, so make sure you connect with her as well. You guys have been listening to Ready to Win. We come on every Saturday from 12 to 1, and we can't wait to see you on next week. Bye.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.